And that's what they all say. Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. See, too many letters. Way too many letters. Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. 717-24-925-06. I have an ear pain, number one. I have big swelling in my neck, number two. Vague abdominal discomfort. 17-year-old young man with no past medical problems. Childhood immunizations up to date. COVID immunization, none. Medications, none. Medical problem, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Review of system. Patient, 17 years old, has a 19-year-old girlfriend. He says he's never been exposed to mono. Nevertheless, he does complain of abdominal discomfort, some nausea, ear pain, and some swelling in his neck. No hematemesis, hematocytosis, seizure, convulsion. Social, no smoking, no drinking. He's finishing up high school this year. He's 144 pounds, 98%, 97.8, 2065, 114 over 65. Heart positive, swollen positive 2, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, non-tender, skin shows no rash around mucosa with hand lesion, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, anterior chain lymphadenopathy, right greater than left, and both red canal and tympanic membrane. Number one, otitis media. Number two, otitis externa. Number three, abdominal pain. Next one is lymphadenopathy. Next number is sore throat. Next one is pharyngitis. Next one is I did an ultrasound of his abdomen to make sure he didn't have any evidence of lymphadenopathy and or stolen megaly. None was found. He does have what looks like copious amount of lymph nodes on his neck, especially on the left side. He does have, which will be treated with amoxil, otitis as well as his otitis media, period. New paragraph is not interested in injection. New paragraph also explained to him that 80% with mono can develop a rash on amoxil, and if he has a fine rash, to let us know. Next number, because of his mild vertigo, we looked at his carotid ultrasound, which was also within normal limits. Thank you.